This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The vast majority of police departments around the nation have their officers use body cameras or dashboard cameras, but not in Massachusetts. Here, fewer than 20 police departments use body cameras, and even fewer use dash cams. WBUR's Ali Jarmaning looked into why police in Massachusetts have been slower to adopt the technologies.
When someone dies in a violent encounter with police, people have come to expect to see the video.
Now, for the first time, authorities have unsealed key police body camera videos of George Floyd's death.
Police in Columbus, Ohio, releasing body cam video of the fatal shooting of Andre Hill, an unarmed black man who they say approached officers with a cell phone in his hand.
Breaking news from Rochester, New York. Growing anger after the release of body cam video of a police encounter ruled a homicide.
But police in Massachusetts are much less likely to record these kinds of incidents on cameras. Here, relatively few police departments have deployed dash cams or body cams. That's despite the nationwide push to use the technology to hold police accountable. More departments in the state are catching on. State police just started outfitting troopers with cameras this month. Springfield cops began wearing cameras last June. And after years of negotiations with the police union, Somerville reached an agreement for officers to wear cameras last week. But hundreds of other departments in the state have yet to deploy cameras, and many people wonder why.
It's one of the things that I've not been able to get my head around.
Tom O'Donnell is the chief in the tiny central Mass town of West Brookfield. All 10 of his officers wear body cameras. O'Donnell wonders if fear of change has stopped other departments from doing the same.
It's that Yankee mentality. That's not the way we did it. As far as police training and procedures and things like that go, we are so far ahead of the curve, it never ceases to amaze me that we're kind of behind on the technology part of it.
Even departments that want body cameras have run into roadblocks. Like in Lawrence, the department got more than $100,000 from the federal government in 2018 to start a body camera program. 3 years later, Chief Roy Vask says they're still in the research phase.
There's a bunch of different things that need to happen, like you. Big part of it is the unions, and there's a huge, even bigger looming part of that is the funding.
The cost isn't just the cameras. It's the digital storage, the training, the people to sift through footage for evidence and records requests. Some people want the state to pitch in for those costs, like Mark Leahy, a former police chief who now leads the Massachusetts Chiefs of Police Association.
These are all great ideas, but they're expensive. There's always going to be those well-heeled communities that can afford this, and other communities who can't.
Then there's the attitude that maybe Massachusetts cops don't need cameras as much as other states. Leahy says fewer people have been killed by police here. It's the second lowest rate in the nation by some counts.
This isn't where the problems have been.
But advocates also want more routine encounters recorded, like what happened at one of last summer's protests against police brutality in Boston. In one conversation caught on a Boston officer's body cam, a sergeant sounded like he was bragging about hitting protesters with his car.
So I got the Tremont Park, and I was in the middle of so then I had to keep coming. I'm hitting people with the car.
Then a colleague tells him he's on camera, and his description changes.
He's on. This thing is...
No, I know. What I'm saying is, though, they were in front, just driving.
Even when departments do have cameras, officers don't always wear them. Other times, it can be hard to get the footage, like the recordings from that massive protest in May. Boston police say it's under investigation and won't provide even a second of footage. And even some of the people who pushed hardest for cameras have had a change of heart. Shakia Scott was the founder of the Boston Police Camera Action Team. Her efforts helped persuade Boston to finally adopt body cams. But today, Scott feels differently. She wonders whether cameras are worth the expense, especially when police are caught on video breaking the law, yet avoid consequences.
We are just trying to add Band-Aids onto huge, deep wounds that we're not going to be able to solve by adding more technology.
But until policing changes, she says, cameras should still be watching. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Ali Jarmaning.